Welcome back to the program. 6:37, and it is now time for all of us involved here in the program to use our immense intellect and insight into all things that are happening around the world to help you do more with your life and to answer some of your very important questions. And so, therefore, we now reach deep and open up the WSAU Listener Mailbag.
We've got email from you.
Play some music!
There's lots of mail, indeed. We've got email from you.
Cancel your phone!
There's some we cannot read.
You stupid bunch of...
Some say our show should be admired. And others say we should die in a fire. We've got email from you. We've got email from you.
We certainly do. We reach way down in the bottom of the mail bag and find a letter from Natalie. Natalie's 27 years old, and she says, guys, my boyfriend is 33. See, she's 27, 33. All right, that's not bad. And he's always taking selfies in random places. Do you guys know what a selfie is?
Yes, it's when you take a picture of yourself with your cell phone.
Yes, exactly. I think he's too old to be doing this, Natalie says. And he looks completely ridiculous in these pictures. To make matters worse, he's always putting them up on Instagram and Facebook. Should men take selfies is her big question.
Well, if you ask Geraldo, no. The question is no.
No, wait a minute. This
Anthony
is situational.
Weiner, Geraldo.
This is situational.
Right.
Hey, look at me. I'm at Niagara Falls. Click. Nothing wrong with that. That's fine.
Yeah, you know, you can. I've taken a couple,
sure.
Completely clothed. I know
right.
That disappoints some.
Hey, look at me. I just came out of the shower.
No.
Not cool.
Yeah,
right.
No. Not a good idea. I think it's like with anything. If you're doing it habitually and you're just being a nerd about it, well, you know, scale back. But occasionally, there's nothing wrong with doing it every once in a while. Sometimes a man needs to take a selfie.
You're going to take a selfie with your new K-Bar knife that you got in the mail?
I almost, last night, I'll tell you this.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I almost posted a picture last night of a smaller knife that I carry. You know which one I'm talking about?
No. Oh, he's going to pull it out. Great.
This one.
Excuse me while I...
We've used this knife before to cut station banner.
Okay. Now, I started to take a picture with this one compared to my K-Bar and put, that's not a knife. That's a knife.
Just remember, those pictures will then be released when you are eventually picked up for some spree that you go on, like some of the guys that are you know, they always go back and look at the Facebook pages and find out what happened.
I'm going on a shopping spree
with
my knife.
Not that kind of spree.
All right, the next one comes to us from, that's the one we just answered. All right, Nick. Nick is 32 years old. Nick writes, gentlemen, I've always been a romantic kind of guy, and I like to spoil the women I go out with and take them out on amazing dates.
Mm-hmm.
Only the response. Mm-hmm. Only the woman I'm dating now doesn't appreciate my romantic side. We've been seeing each other for a few weeks, and last weekend I got us a horse and buggy ride, took her to the best restaurant I could find, and even got her some roses. Wow, you're putting the full court press on her, aren't you, Nick? First of all, easy.
That's the problem. You landed on the problem right there.
Yeah, he's putting the full court press on. And you got to be careful with that. You're going to, if you're not really, really serious, you're sending a major signal there. Anyway.
Something that's over the top too early makes women uncomfortable.
It's like, why are you doing this? Why
after
so
a third
desperate?
Or fourth date, like, hey, I really like you, and I wanted to go to the most expensive restaurant in town. Let's go.
Go ahead and
that's
supersize
fine.
It, baby.
If we start right there, that's like, gee.
And then think about this. If you start there, where you got to go? Down. Anyway, Nick goes on to say, she said it was too much, and she doesn't trust guys who overcompensate by being romantic. Overcompensate by being romantic?
Because
you mean
the woman wonders, what's expected when we get home after this really big dinner?
Well, I'm kind of confused.
Women process that.
Well, when he's saying overcompensate, I mean, does it mean he can be romantic and sweet and adoring, but can't take care of business later?
Lacking in other areas.
Wow. Can guys do anything right anymore? Is it possible for a guy to be too romantic? Yeah, Nick, we've already covered that. So, yes, you can be too romantic too early. What's the most romantic thing you've ever done, Captain Apathy?
Oh,
shaking your head over there.
I find it incredible that anyone would take a dating advice from us.
The most romantic thing you've ever done.
I'd have to think about it.
You got the rose made out of a pair of panties one time from a 7-Eleven or a convenience store. That's what you've done, isn't it?
I worked with a salesman once in radio, got his very big bonus check, like he'd sold a lot of commercials for the holidays.
Yeah, right.
And he asked someone in the office out.
Yeah.
First date.
Yeah.
Flyaway weekend to Paris.
That was dumb. Wait a minute. How much stinking money do they make?
And she went.
Obviously more than us.
Well, that's not right. No, wait a minute. Sales weasels can't be making more than us. That's not right.
Everyone who heard about it thought it was completely over the top.
Yeah, that's not.
For a first date.
Now, did anything come of it? Did they end up getting married?
Nothing came of it. There was some shouting match in the office the following week. A shouting match in front of their coworkers.
No. Mm-mm. All right, last but not least, Jenny, she writes to us, and she says, there's certain words that are very popular right now for reasons that I can't understand. My two sons, ages 13 and 16, I do not allow them to say words like epic, YOLO, or son. In my house,
twerking has been banned as a word in Conley House.
Yeah, son, as in, yeah, I'm totally going to ace that test, son. I understand that. But 13 and 16.
Wait a minute. What, this mother is trying to control the slang of her children? There's no way that she's going to be able to do that.
She says, to me, these terms are all obnoxious. I want my kids to speak eloquently. I also don't allow them to write using text speak. Am I being too harsh on my kids?
Well, you're butting your head against a wall. I mean, teenagers are supposed to annoy their parents. That's their job.
Okay, here's the thing my mom always told me. You have different dialects for different occasions. She says it's one thing to talk with your buddies behind the barn.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You can drop all the cuss words you want. And it's another thing when you're playing sports, you're hanging with your buds, you can use as much slang as you want.
Right.
And, you know, that kind of thing, and be as hip.
When you're around other adults, you have to turn into Eddie Haskell.
Well, I don't know.
Gee, Mrs. Cleaver, you look marvelous today.
No, but if you use it too much in one situation, you won't be able to shut it off in others.
I think so. I think what she's trying to say is that maybe her kids are intelligent enough to know the difference of where and when is appropriate.
But you can't. Well, I suppose you could try. You could try to get your kids to speak the way you want them to speak in your house, but good luck with that.
This is what I'm saying, is educate them on where and when certain language is appropriate.
Next, she's going to try to control what type of music they listen to and not allow anything that she doesn't like.
Did you just let your kids run amok?
No.
Like free-range children?
No. But, I mean, come on. Let's be realistic here. What did you do when you were a kid? If your mom would have told you, you can't use the term yo in the house, or if she would have told you, you can't listen to that Eminem guy or whoever was big at the time you were a kid.
Wait, whoa, you're barking up the right tree. My mother told me that I would be respectful in the house and that I would never speak to her disrespectfully.
Well, that's fine. I'm not saying that.
And the other thing, my father banned rock music from our house forever. I grew up having to listen to Nelson Eddy and Jeanette McDonald. Okay.
Well, that explains a lot, I guess.
If I ever hear when I'm calling you, I will stab myself in the eye. Okay.
Ooh, that's going to be the musical stumper next week.
Hey, who did this? And Seth has just pulled out his eye. All right, WSAU Wisconsin Morning News. I'm just saying that I think it's fine for her to say, okay. You gotta just have some
standards.
Standards. What, when, and where. Nothing wrong with that at all. WSAU, we'll be right back.
We will wake you up with our show. It's so easy to see. We keep up the insanity. Grab your coffee cup. Take your caffeine and just gulp it down. We're on the air, so stick around. Stick around.
Rush, Sean, and the Wisconsin Morning News. AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.